WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It is one of, you know what I mean, time for another edition of the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card Rock Sucker, Lindsay Morton, the Fortnite Item Shop, or Epic Games Store when you buy new battle passes on here for all your Transformer A skins and Marvel and things. Because hashtag Epic Partner. The road to Money in the Bank is continuing on. Natalya's trying to figure out who she is. She doesn't know anymore. And Veer and Sangha will give Shelton and Cedric a proper match. But we'll have more to get to beyond that. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin', joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
That's right. We are on the road to Money in the Bank, and who will be the biggest threat to our world champions? That is a nice thing to say, that we have two. We no longer just have to consider Roman. We have to consider Seth as well. And they got right to business on this show where, well, Asuka got her pretty new belt. It's only fair Rhea got hers.
Rhea did in fact get hers, but we'll get to her in a second. Money in the Bank, we were talking about Matt Riddle, Damian Priest. There were some interesting issues between Finn and Damian, but the match was pretty good between Damian and Matt Riddle, and Damian Priest is headed to Money in the Bank.
All right, we'll see. Can the Judgment Day hold together? Because there seems to be some tension developing there.
There is. Finn is looking to recruit some people, as we're seeing. But Gunther and Ludwig Kaiser then approached Damian Priest as he was walking to the back, and he told him to pick the bones. They beat down Matt Riddle. More on that to come. So there were issues last week with Ricochet and Shinsuke and Bronson Reed, and this led to Bronson and Ricochet having a match. Bronson won by disqualification. Shinsuke got involved. And Nakamura and Ricochet dropped Bronson with a double superplex, which led the crowd to go, holy, you don't know what they said because it was bleep. But
just let them say holy shit.
You know what they said. And then Ricochet and Nakamura had a little bit of exchange words. And it's not personal. They're just getting ready for Money in the Bank.
They're fired up. They're ready to go. They're raring. They want to fight. So let them fight, damn it.
Chad Gable beat Eric of the Viking Raiders.
This was a fun... Chad Gable and company had a fun night.
They had a fun night. They're proud of themselves.
You know, you had Maxine, you know, hit a move on Chad backstage. She was ready for Valkyrie. She was going to fight Valkyrie, you know, she can defend herself, right? They're taking care of her. They're looking after her.
Valhalla.
And, well,
Valhalla.
Valhalla. Excuse me, Valhalla. And I don't know why I want to call back Valkyrie, but Valhalla. And well, I guess she wasn't quite ready.
No, she wasn't quite ready. Shayna Baszler beat Raquel Rodriguez. He had some interference from Ronda Rousey, so Shayna's going to need some, or not Shayna, Raquel's going to need some help dealing with the tag team champions here in the future.
She needs a friend.
She needs a friend, but who will that friend be?
We don't know.
We don't know, because Liv got hurt. Liv was hurt, is hurting at the moment, so she does not have a friend, and Shotzi's on the other brand, so here we are. Speaking of having friends, we'll talk about Rick, as you mentioned to start the show, Rhea Ripley getting her official World Heavyweight Championship belt, the Women's World Championship. The new belt, new lineage, I guess. We'll see. Dom came out to celebrate, put the belt on Rhea, and then she told Dom to tell the fans how amazing she is, and before she, could, the fans start booing, and Cody Rhodes came out. Cody offered all the respect in the world to Rhea Ripley for the new championship and helps she'll have great success. But he wants to talk about what happened last week with Dom taking a cheap shot at him, which, you know, he did by slapping him right across the face and then running away.
He did. He did, in fact, do that, yes.
Cody said it would be nice to hear Brock's music, but, well, Brock's not here because he doesn't have the balls to accept this challenge. Cody then challenged Dom to a match at Money in the Bank. Crowd goes boo at Dom as he starts to talk. He's not afraid of anyone. He embarrassed Cody in the middle of the ring, and just like he would anyone else. Fans told him he sucks. Cody just wants a yes or a no. Rhea said Dom is more of a, her Latino heat is more of a man than anyone in the arena, and more of a man than Cody Rhodes. As they're about
Latino
to, as she was about to accept for him, because you heard her say it, The Miz tried to attack. Dom got another cheap shot in on Cody and ran away, but it was made official. It will be Cody Rhodes and Dominic Mysterio at Money in the Bank. I'm fine with that.
I'm okay with that. We can do that. Let's see how this goes.
Cody would defeat The Miz in a good match. It's Miz's role right now to put over people, and he put over Cody. Fine match.
It was fine. It was perfectly fine. I mean, you kind of have had the slight tongue-in-cheek acknowledgement, I think, between Miz and Cody, because there is history there. But they're not doing Foley, which is fine. Because the real history is to come, maybe, if somebody can get healthy. But this was fine.
Kevin and Sammy were backstage talking. Becky saw them. We mentioned the Chad Gable stuff. He's acting like a coach and giving Maxine, some pointers, as you mentioned. But Becky came to the ring. She talked about how winning the Money in the Bank ladder match has eluded her in her career. She said, has a good feeling about this year. She said everyone has been conditioned to believe that the number one person in the company is the person who holds the championship. Lynn says the person who holds the most power is the person who holds the Money in the Bank briefcase. She talked about how people do crazy things when they are scared, and she likes it because it makes her better. She said Trish was so scared that she got herself an insurance policy in the form of Zoe Stark. This brought out Zoe Stark. She said everyone knows about Becky's accomplishments, but she won't beat Trish and she won't beat her. Becky said she's had many failures and she's learned from each and every one of them, and that's what makes her great. Becky said Zoe's a special in the ring and is built like a football. Lynch said Zoe lacks a personality, though. And then Zoe told Becky to look in the mirror. Zoe said Lynch became famous for someone breaking her face, and now she's trying to hold on. Stark said that she would break Lynch's face and Money in the Bank and make her famous. I don't know where I've heard that line before.
Gee, I can't imagine where I know that one from.
Just keep rolling. Anyway, Becky said they didn't have to wait until Money in the Bank. Sonya and Chelsea came out because Chelsea has a match with Becky Lynch.
Actually, I think that whole line might be a taker line. I'll break your face and make you famous. I think that's what he said to DDP.
No, try me, I'll make you famous.
Try me, but I think he said the break your face too.
I don't remember the break the face thing. Anyway.
I'm sure he said it at some point.
Probably. Anyway, Becky, Chelsea had a good match. Becky got the win. No surprise there.
I mean, it's the slow, steady build on Zoe Stark. I like that we are using Zoe as the bridge in between Becky and Trish, because obviously Trish is not going to be there all the time. She's going to be there a lot of the time, but she's not going to be wrestling all the time. She's going to be there probably more in a guidance role, and then you have her wrestle on special occasions, because obviously you don't want to have her wrestle too much and lose the novelty of her being there. So having Zoe there, getting the rub from Becky, getting the rub from Trish, this is a really good, really good bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will say this, they need to kind of sort of get off the Becky broker face line, and that's why she is where she is. Like, move on to something else.
We already did this once in this feud. We can move on with the line.
Yeah. It's Trish harped on it. It was a good line when Trish did it. Zoe echoing it. Okay, you could probably get away with it like the one time. But after that, point out something else. Point out Becky's failings elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stay away from the kids. Stay away from the whole breaking the face thing. If you want to go back to Seth, you can go back to Seth. But you have other things that she's failed at that you can go to. Like the fact that she couldn't beat Bianca Belair. She hasn't been able to recapture the women's title.
I mean, she beat her back once.
She beat Bianca once, but she hasn't. But since she's lost the title, she hasn't been able to recapture it.
That is very true. So we'll see where that goes. The World Heavyweight Champion was going to come to the ring after Finn Balor was in there. He got called out. Fans were singing along. But Finn wanted none of the jokes or zingers or any sing-along. He's been waiting 7 years to say what he has to say. He said he wasn't waiting a second longer, so the fans better shut up. He said 7 years ago he was a first-round draft pick and beat Roman Reigns on his first night on Monday Night Raw. He then beat Seth Rollins 3 weeks later and become the first ever Universal Champion. The fans are just singing. Rollins went over there, having fun, and they sung louder. Balor said he wasn't having fun, and he said he's waited 7 years. Fans are still singing. Rollins asked Balor why he's waited 7 years to say, and told him to get it off his chest if it's that important to him. Balor said the highest of highs became the lowest of lows due to Seth Rollins. He spoke of all the injuries he's had, and he's not complaining because it's a tough business, but fans are still chanting, singing. Balor said Rollins, if he knew what bothered him, aside from these idiots singing, he said the fans chant the song even though they don't even know who Seth Rollins is. Who then asked Balor, what are you talking about? He said Rollins took his momentum, his title hit, and a year from his career. He said it's his turn to take everything back by taking Seth Rollins' momentum, his title, and a year from his career. Balor said he'll take it all and Money in the Bank. He said that this was the Balor he's been wanting to see for the last 7 years, said Seth Rollins. Rollins said one of them became bitter, and then one of them just became better. Rollins said he's done some bad things over the 7 years, but he's made memories, history, and moments that the fans will never forget. Rollins has changed, he's adapted and rolled with the punches. He got better every single day, and now he's the greatest version of himself. He points to the belt as proof, and said if Balor wants a shot at the Money in the Bank, then he's on. Rollins just asked what version of Balor will come to London and challenge him for the title. Rollins said the bitter shell of a champion in front of him didn't stand a chance. Rollins said the Balor who beat him with one of his arms hanging off his body has a shot. And he asked if he would bring that version of himself or the version who has been walking around acting like a little bitch for the last 7 years.
Ooh.
Demon? Is that what is he referring to? Demon?
Maybe. Could be. Possibly.
Yeah. But this was really good.
This was absolutely fantastic. I mean, very, very, very good callbacks. This is a great rivalry between these two that has been slightly touched on here and there, but for the most part, they haven't really come back to it quite that much.
No, because they've usually been separate.
Yeah, so now you can revisit that history between these two, where they were going for the original Universal title. And Finn won, and he had to give it up, and Seth got it. And you can really harken back to that and revisit that moment for Finn, where it's like, it was me. I was the one that won it, and then you fucked me up. And I've never gotten my receipt for that. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes on the other foot now.
So Kevin and Sammy were being talked to backstage, and he asked, by Byron Saxton, he asked Owens how it felt losing to Gunther. Owens said it was tough, but he nearly beat the unbeatable. Gunther and Ludwig Kaiser showed up. Kaiser was taunting Owens about losing last week, and then Zayn said it took three men to still win, and where's Baldy at? And then in walked Adam Pearce, which was funny. Zayn then assured thing everything was fine. Kaiser said that Owens and Zayn were so confident they put the tag team titles on the line. Owens got mad and started yelling and screaming and agreeing to make a tag team title match. Gunther told Pearce, you better make it one, which was fine. And then we were backstage with Zayn and Owens in our locker room. Also, when he was ranting, it's like, I'm not even wearing the right shirt or the right shorts. I gotta go change. We're gonna have this title match. Because he was in different shirts and stuff. Zayn didn't talk to Owens backstage. How he's been blowing up lately. He said months of stress going back and forth back to the feud with the Bloodline. Owens said it started to get going off again while talking about, you know, Imperium. Zayn calmed him down. And he asked Owens, he'll be good. He wants to get the ring. Owens said, yeah, I'll be fine. Let me go get a drink of water. That's where he left it. Leading to your main event of Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens taking on Imperium's Gunther and Ludwig Kaiser. You had a run-in from Matt Riddle at the end, allowing Sami Zayn to hit the Blue Thunderbomb to retain the tag team titles. Hell of a main event that probably no one watched.
Yeah. It was a absolutely fantastic main event. We probably should not have gotten that for free, but we did. In part because of the NBA Finals, but it doesn't matter because the game took off and everybody, except for us, were probably watching the game.
This quarter hour is probably low because there was a comeback and all the things and... Yeah, at least Twitter was very much watching it, so...
Yeah, but then again, you can have multiple screens, because streaming.
Because streaming. This is very, very true. Anyway, that was Raw. Good Raw.
This was a really good Raw. This was very entertaining. A lot of fun. Again, we're building... We're building to Money in the Bank. We're having the qualifiers. Everything is making sense. Like, logically, everything is adding up, which is what you want. There's no curveballs yet, which I'm kind of okay with. Like, give me the curveballs at the pay-per-view. Don't give them on the build. Don't make it convoluted. Just take the most direct line there. Easiest.
It is
simple. It's efficient.
It is the easiest path to get there. Without doing it, the Raw Post-Show presented as always by MBGFilms, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll be back live Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern for The Rack.
You say that and I yawned. Sorry. That's right. Tune in Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're talking something. I have no idea what we're talking. We'll figure it out. But it's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
We shall figure it out. Saturday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 4-9 with friends. Use credit card Rocket Sucker Linda Moore, hashtag at my partner. Followed by Stevie Radio. Normal show this week, StevieRadioLive.com. Sunday is the very early preview of Money in the Bank. 10 p.m. Eastern on WTR Sunday night.
I still think you should do the daddy idea. I like the daddy idea.
Because they can't do a preview show before the pay-per-view. Because Forbidden Door. So, yep. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Chat again if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit code RocketSock or
Linz M. Ward.
In the 499 shop, we're Epic Game Store. Why?
We are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LNSWRD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Linz Ward, where I stream Honkai Star Rail and Genshin Impact. Tune in tomorrow because we will be spending money. We are going for Kazuha Constellation. So tune in for that about 6-ish p.m. Eastern. You can also follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinzWard, linzward.rockradioshow.com, or just look for Linz Ward on the YouTubes. Like, subscribe, ring the bell over there. I would appreciate it. Ding!
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for The Rack, and over all week long, along their ways, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.